Hey, this is Matt Cantrell, Secretary Treasurer of USW Local 12-6 in Taft, California, with podcast number 37. I missed the podcast date for last Friday as I was out of the state on a family vacation, and I knew we had a meeting with Chevron today, so I figured I would put it out after the meeting. My family and I visited Disney World and Cocoa Beach in Florida, and I highly recommend both Disney World and Cocoa Beach if you're out in that area. The Kennedy Space Center is also a must if you're out that way. The Atlantis shuttle display is pretty awesome and very surprising, to say the least. Okay, on to business. We met with Chevron today regarding an upcoming change to the organization, and the company notified us that the cogen operations currently run by SJV will transition to Chevron Pipeline and Power, or CPP, in the next few months. There was no set date for this to occur, and the company will be working on it and get back to us when they have a definite date. Of course, you guys heard the same stuff this afternoon that we heard this morning, and it was pretty much word for word. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me or call me. The details of the move are limited. However, the current 12-hour employees assigned to cogens in San Joaquin Valley Business Unit will remain in San Joaquin Valley Business Unit and will move to positions that will be negotiated between the company and the union at a later date. As a result of this transition, the company stressed that there will be no layoffs and that cogen and other employees will be allowed to apply to continue working in the cogens. However, they will effectively go to work for another company. Benefits will remain the same, but job descriptions, functions, and department seniority will all change. Company seniority will remain the same. We should be meeting with Chevron to discuss outstanding grievances this month on the 22nd, but it's still in the planning process. As you know, we have several grievances that are untimely, and I'm interested to see if Chevron follows the contract or not regarding these issues. I've also filed board charges with the National Labor Relations Board on two of the issues, with one regarding a change in the shower policy at Midway Sunset, and the other one regarding a change in work locations from Midway Sunset to McKittrick. We have agreed to hold these two issues in abeyance with the NLRB pending the outcome of the grievances regarding these same issues. Additionally, we are still waiting to meet on arbitration when on 7-2018 involving the 12-hour shift change, and hopefully we'll have that meeting on the 22nd also. With ARRA, we had a termination of a union brother and a grievance and information request has been filed. I'll keep you updated as we proceed through the steps. I say it a lot, but I can't stress it enough, that our members are our strength to negotiate and come to agreeable terms with the company on things like this. The more dues-paying members we have, the better terms we can come to with our respective companies. Remember, we are less without you. Should you have questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to contact me at any time by phone at 661-889-5714 or by email at mattcantrell@uswlocal12-6.org. My name is Matt Cantrell, and I'm a proud USW member.